Good morning and happy Thursday to all the mail handlers all over the world, particularly those mail handlers located in Columbus, Ohio, all of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky. Hey, listen, I've got a very short podcast this morning. Just want to dump just a little bit of information out to you about some calls that I've been getting. First, I'd like to address a quick situation involving the MHAs that were converted to regulars. Now, it is my understanding most of you were just put in a position. There was no job there, but you got a fixed schedule. Well, let me say to you, because I'm hearing from some of you that management is just arbitrarily changing your schedule and your job location. Again, I'm coming out of the CIM. Actually, I'm reading on page 3 of Article 8, and the question is asked, what is the schedule of an employee who is converted to full-time status or otherwise becomes an unassigned regular? Again, that's what you are, an unassigned regular, because once they converted you, if they did not slot you in a residual bid, they just gave you work hours, you are unassigned regular. So when you look up the rights that pertain to you in that particular situation, you look up under unassigned regulars. But I'm going to read something to you. Again, the question is, what is the schedule of an employee who was converted to full-time status or otherwise becomes an unassigned regular? And the answer coming right out of the CIM is, if not assigned to a residual vacancy, an employee who was converted to full-time status or otherwise becomes an unassigned regular assumes his or her regular work schedule, the hours worked in the first week of the pay period in which the change to unassigned regular becomes. This schedule can be changed by reason number one, the employee becoming a successful bidder under Article 12. Reason number two, the employee being assigned to a residual vacancy under Article 12. Reason number three, the employee making a voluntary request for a temporary change of schedule or in keeping with the terms of Chapter 4, Section 434.6 of the ELM, which is the Employee Labor Relations Manual. So in other words, what I just said to you is you are no longer in MHA status, you're not in PTF status, you're not in casual status. You are an unassigned regular, and all this nonsense about arbitrarily every other day changing your schedule, sending you to work in other facilities, listen to me, you have to report that to your union. I know if you work in Columbus, you understand that's like, that's not an act that's going to bring you any favor, only because I think that the union is so split up that those that are there, most of those that are there, can't really help you because they don't really understand the contract themselves. But you still have to go through the paper trail because eventually, and I do mean eventually, one day I'm going to get back in office and then I'm going to readdress all this anyway. So I say to you, you are not a flex, you are not a casual, you are not an MHA, you are a regular with a set schedule. And if they want to change that schedule, the week before, I think is a normal time for them to give you notice. But coming to you on a Monday that your schedule is changed, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and even as far as sending you to other locations, let's stop that nonsense. Now, listen, follow the order, but go to your union and file a grievance. And if you're in Columbus, once you file that grievance with your union, please inform me. I'll follow up. Because if they're not doing what they're supposed to do, again, within the limits of my suspension, I'm going to help you hold them accountable. Next thing I want to talk about is still in Article 8 about this overtime. Hey, listen, most people get on the overtime list because they want to make a large amount of money. And most people don't get on the list because they don't want to be there. Again, medical reasons, family reasons. But it seems that in Columbus, they have taken the position that you're going to stay there anyway. And again, I really hate to come down on the replacement union staff, but again, you are failing the members. Do you realize in Columbus, non-list people are being forced to stay when you don't even max out your overtime list of people who want to stay? You have overtime list people not working 12 hours a day, but you're allowing management to force others to work. You have overtime list people not being allowed to work 7 days a week, but you are allowing them to force employees to come to work. Come on, folks. We have to wake up and we have to stop this nonsense. And again, I say to you, if you're on the list, you can come and see me. I will help you present your grievance. I can't do it for you because your local president is still playing games with me, but I will help you get that grievance formatted. And again, that is just a lot of money on the table, and your replacement union staff has no clue, have no clue on how to go and get that. But that's money due to you. If the post office will not follow Article 8, then they don't mind paying money for their violations. And if you check, they pay a lot of money. And if they're paying a lot of money as mail handlers, we should be entitled to some of that money. And we should not miss out on that money because your union does not know how to file grievances and get you paid. Now, I know when you bring this to them, the first thing you're going to hear is Ken is just spouting off again. Well, I most of the time, in fact, way more times than not, when I spout off, I can back it up with action. And when I say with action, going through the process. Now, you have to understand also, them going through the process, going to talk to Mark Baer, to most of your current union members, that's just like the good old days. That's like make Columbus great again days. But listen, that's because he was their president for 6 years. Of course, he's going to tell them something. They're not going to really go against that because they're so used to following those directions. And again, it's a sad thing, but it is what it is. So I say to you, if you're on the overtime desire list, you're not being allowed to work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, which is what it calls for, then you should be filing grievances, getting what we call that free money. And again, we file for free money because as mail handlers, we would like to work for our money, but if management won't allow us, then they still have to pay us. Employees on the overtime desire list may be required to work up to 12 hours in a service day, up to 7 days in a week. I am reading right out of the KIM, page 17 of Article 8. Again, employees signing the overtime desire list may be required to work up to 12 hours in a day and up to 7 days in a service week. Additionally, they may volunteer to work beyond 12 hours. See, what we have to understand and not forget, there's a reason why we have an overtime desire list. And that reason simply says to management, hey, postal management, I'm signing the list because I want to work all the overtime I possibly can. And again, the fact that an employee signs that list, they should be privy to all the overtime they want if they sign the list. And the list on the other side, the counterbalance is, I didn't sign the list. So by you continually to force me to work, what you're doing is you are building a real, real negative attitude inside of a lot of your employees. And I know management don't see it because they look at it as, I just need you to work. Well, what I need you to do is understand planning and scheduling, and therefore you will be able to utilize the overtime desire list as it is intended and stop putting additional pressure on mail handlers who, by not signing the list, tell you, I don't want to work all this overtime, and you're forcing them to work that overtime. I want to read something else to you real quick. One purpose, and again, I'm reading right out of the KIM, page 18 of Article 8. One purpose of the overtime desire list is to excuse full-time mail handlers not wishing to work overtime from having to work overtime. Now, however, if the list does not provide sufficient qualified full-time regulars for required overtime, then the provision of 8.5D allows them to make you work 10 hours a day. permits management to require other employees to work overtime to the extent needed. Now, again, before they work you overtime, every casual should be fully employed. When I say fully employed, they should be working overtime. But, you know, most of our casuals are on tour too, which brings up a whole nother dilemma. But hey, I say to you in this quick message this morning two things. If you are a regular MHA converted to regular, stop letting them treat you like a PTF and a casual. You have a rights. You have different set of rights, but you have a work schedule. And if they want to change your work schedule, then you research your contract under unassigned regular and see if they're moving you around properly. And the second thing, management, union, let's get together and start fighting this. If the overtime desired list isn't being maxed out on a daily basis, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, then you need to start fighting for those employees not on the list who don't want to work overtime. Come on, let's get it together, and we can make some progress. But I say to you, if you can't get it done with the replacement union staff, I keep a pretty busy schedule. Excuse me, I keep a pretty busy schedule. But you see me, and I will provide you as much guidance as I possibly can. And again, and I want to make this very clear, I don't have a lot of confidence in the staff that's there right now, and I don't try to hide that. But me reaching my hand out to mail handlers right now, this is not about showing who's better. We kind of know that already. But this is not about showing who's better. This is about helping you get what you're entitled to. And it's not about bringing shame to the replacement union staff. I think they just don't care that much. But, you know, with some proper leadership, I think we could turn that around also. My name is Kenny Hodge with just a little fire on my message this morning because I care about the mail handler. Have a great day, everyone.